The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for showing up today. We're going to talk about, this is Jay Young, King Operating Corporation. We're going to have a great guest today, Dr. Matt Chalmers. We're going to talk about longevity of life. We're going to talk about things that you can do today to elongate that life history, you know, instead of worrying about it when you're on your deathbed or you're already gone, which we talked about a little bit before the show.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that we're doing a lot of things prior to preventive, right? So, but not wasting a lot of time and effort and money on things that don't really make sense, which I've seen some doctors do, but you're looking for things that are preventive. So before we go into all that, just kind of tell us something about your background and where you grew up.
So I grew up in Oklahoma. It's kind of funny because I was going to be a medical doc, and then I was playing football in high school, and I hurt my back.
I couldn't tell that you played football.
No, yeah.
Kind of athletic.
Yeah, it's very, very, you know.
The first time I met him, I asked him, I said, hey, so tell me what you do besides lift weights or build your biceps. But anyway, sorry about that.
And it was funny because, you know, at the time I was 16, 17, I was bench pressing 400 pounds, squatting 600 pounds, hurt my back, couldn't walk.
Jeez.
So I called my coach and was like, you know, hey, I can't play. And I went and saw everyone who had a license to see me. Orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, pain specialists, you know, radiologists. If you had a license, I saw you. And they send this 155-pound kid in and he's like, hey, there's something wrong with you. You just don't want to play football anymore. And I remember telling him, if I could reach you, I'd break you in half. And he gets this look on his face like he's just startled and stunned that, you know, calling me a liar and a fraud was going to, you know, somehow not make me angry.
Right.
So I go back and I call my coach and I'm like, hey, man, I can't walk. Like, I can't play. And he said, well, go see our team chiropractor. It's free. And I remember telling him, I said, I need a doctor, not a massage. And he was like, dude, just go. It's free. So my parents literally carried me in. Tossed me on the table. Dr. Harris took a look at the x-ray and he was like, oh, it's right here. It adjusted me. I got up, hobbled out, went back to practice 3 days later.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, maybe there's something to this. And it's cool because, like, that's kind of where I learned to, you know, hey, man, if it works, bring it into the fold. If it's Western medicine, hormone, stem cell, great, bring it in. If it's Eastern medicine and muscle testing and acupuncture stuff, great, bring it in. And so that's kind of where the whole genesis of how my practice works started.
Wow. So just by happenstance, I guess, that you got hurt.
Yeah.
And it really, something really did work. And that's something that we really don't think of as we see a lot of doctors and everything. You walk in, you walk out, you're still kind of hurt. You're still, but this really just. Wow.
Yeah. My parents carried me in. I was able to, on my own power, walk out and still hurt a little bit. 2-3 days later, I was back at practice.
So how did this affect you growing up? So you're in high school then.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to college. Where did you go to college?
OU.
OU, okay. I was going to guess, but I didn't want to guess because there's Oklahoma State up there. There's also some other great fine universities in Oklahoma. But so you went to Oklahoma and you're thinking, what are you thinking in college? You want to be a medical doctor?
Well, no, I wanted to be an MD when I was in high school. And then after I got hurt and the medical group basically told me that it was basically, we can't find out what's wrong with you. So you must be a liar. And that did not sit well with me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, since the chiropractic was the thing that fixed me, I'm going to walk down that road because I want to work with athletes. Mm. And I don't ever want to tell an athlete that he's not hurt, he's lying, because I want to help athletes.
Wow.
And so that's why I decided to be a chiropractor. And so I went to OU to get all my prereqs done, which is pretty much the exact same as med school. So I got all those done. And then I came down to Dallas and went to school here.
Wow. Well, okay. So you got your, I guess there's a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. And then after that, where did you go from there?
So we got done with that. And then I'm one of those guys who I have to know why. And if I can't figure something out, I just have to be able to figure it out. So I ended up getting a specialty in neurology, specialty in sports, specialty in nutrition, a specialty in Eastern medicine, because I kept needing something else.
Mm.
So that's kind of where everything came from. And so now, when you start looking at the physiology and everything, it's a lot easier for me to go, okay, now I finally have enough that I understand what's going on with everybody and we can start actually picking things together. But the coolest thing is that I know enough about all of it that I can hold a conversation with my cardiologist or my neurologist or my surgeons or whatever, so that I can take my patient and make sure that even though I'm not doing the stent, obviously, I'm not doing the surgery, I know who the best guy for that actual problem is, so I can hand them off and I can quarterback the whole thing and make sure that everything's properly taken care of.
Wow, so this takes a big, huge change for you. What? How old were you at this time when you're thinking, okay, I want to change up? Instead of being a chiropractor, I'm going to be a wellness doctor, I guess. Is that what you call yourself?
Or? That's probably the best thing. So yeah. I decided I want to be a chiropractor when I was 17-ish. And then what actually happened was, I'm adjusting people, doing the whole normal chiropractic thing. And a guy comes in, early 60s, 60, 62, just sold his company for $20-something million. And at the time, that's the most money I'd ever heard of anybody making all at once. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what are you going to do?
Are you in Oklahoma then? Or
No, I'm in Texas. I'm in Frisco at this point.
Okay.
And this is 12 years ago. And I go, what are you going to do? I was like, I would go to Italy. And I was like, there's this big tour where you start in Normandy and take this World War II thing. And he goes, stop. Because my knees hurt so bad when I get to the top of the stairs, I got to sit down and rest.
Oh, my
because
God.
I can't walk the dogs around the block without getting tired. He said, I'm not going to Italy. He said, I'm going to sit here. There's some restaurants I want to try, and there's some shows I got to catch up
on. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, cool. And I walked out of the room and freaked out. So I was like, this guy traded his whole life, his whole health for this 20 mil that he can't spend now on anything fun. He's going to sit and watch TV. I was like, that cannot be me. I can't let my health go away. And that's when I started researching more for me than anything else. Is like, how am I going to prevent heart attacks? How am I going to prevent the cancers and strokes? Because I want to die at 80 climbing a mountain, not 85 drooling in a nursing home. Right. So it's like, how do I make my quality of life as high as possible for as long as possible?
Right.
And so it's really been kind of a self-driven passion that, you know, now everybody starts, all my medical guys, all my buddies start calling me, bringing people in for that.
Right, right. So is this about the time you're thinking about wellness and being a wellness doctor, if that's a term, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But and he wrote a book, Pillars of Wellness. You can see here, and there's more initials up here and behind your name than I've ever seen possible. I mean, that's awesome that somebody has it. Achieve and uphold holistic health, vitality, and longevity. A natural approach to optimizing your life now, so you can be healthy. You can be healthy 20 years from today.
Yes.
So this is all about preventive, and it's not just, it sounds to me like it's more than just physical. There's spiritual, there's mental, there's a lot of, kind of talk about that a little bit.
So one of the big things, and as I've been working with people and we've started, you know, getting everything better, we'll do a test and we'll find out they have a heart issue and we'll fix it and everything's better. And I get these guys who are worth stupid amounts of money. And, you know, they're like, man, they're like, something's wrong. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, I have a great family. My kids are the best kids you could ever hope for. I've got more money than I need. My wife is awesome. My job is amazing. But there's something going on. I've just got this hole in me.
Mm.
And so I talk to those guys, and that's more of the spiritual piece. It's not Christianity or Buddhism or something like that. It's more of a legacy. It's like, what are you doing to give back? So I get those guys and I make them mentor. You're not allowed to write a check because too many guys can write big checks and it doesn't do anything.
Right.
I'm like, I want you to give your time. Go mentor, go teach these 20, 30 year olds all the business knowledge you've got over the last 60 years, 50 years. Go teach them so that they don't have to make these mistakes. These guys come back after they start doing that and they're like, I think I'm going to sell my company and do this full time. They're so fulfilled by giving back with their knowledge and everything else that they don't care about the money anymore. They just want to help people.
Right.
But that's the legacy piece. So that's the more spiritual piece.
Right, right.
And then the psychological piece is, you know, keeping yourself moving in the right direction. So little things, you know, there's a lot of stuff to it, but some of the little stuff are like, you've heard the term cheat day, right?
Right.
I don't let anybody use that term.
Right.
And the reason is it's super negative.
Cheat week or cheat
day? Yeah, no. any cheats any at all. Because if you think about the word, it's if the other team cheats to win, that's bad.
Right.
If you take it to the nth degree, if your significant other cheats on you, think of the emotion that brings up, hate, anger, you know, all those type of things. So you're telling yourself that you're purposely going to cheat on yourself once a week or twice a week.
Right.
So what I've made people change that to is reward day. Because if you've worked hard and you've cut your diet real clean for 3, 5, 7, 10 days, 2 weeks, you've earned the ability to go out and have something that's not normally on your diet. It's more of a reward.
Right.
The funny thing about that is that when you start changing that psych, everything else changes. So for instance, I had a lady who her cheat day was that she would eat a bag of Oreos, like the whole bag of Oreos. And when I made her change it to reward day, and we talked about it a little bit, now she goes out and eats sushi until she feels like she's going to explode. That's her reward.
Wow.
Well, you know, and her diet, sushi's not the best thing for her, but you can imagine it's a hell of a lot better for her than a bag of Oreos.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I love both of them.
Don't eat a bag of Oreos. It's not great. One or two is, you know, that's moderation. A bag, that's over the top.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
So those are those two pieces. And then, you know, we do a lot of tests that just nobody else does. Like, the calcium CT is probably one of my favorites.
So hold on a second, if you don't mind. So now you're talking about you have a place of business that I could set up an appointment, mm-hmm. and I could read your book before I get there, and then I could come to see you and in your place of business, and we're going to go through this whole process.
So we start off with detoxing the body, but yeah, that's exactly what we do. You don't have to come to the clinic. We work with people all over the United States where they are. We just get the tests done by them and by LabCorp, and they just ships in, and we kind of go back and forth and we talk about how they're going to do everything. But that's basically exactly what we do, is we make sure that we clean the body out. We check for things, you know, to make sure you're not going to have a heart attack or a stroke, to check your genetics.
How hard is it to detox? How hard is that? Is that pretty hard? Or
It's not that hard. It depends on the person. It depends on how much stuff they've got. If you've been on a lot of medical drugs for a long time, it takes a little bit longer. If you have a massive parasitic infection, if you've had mold issues, Everybody's a little bit different, but that's what you get into when you get to customized wellness care. Is we're not going to put you on a program and go, here's what everybody gets. It's what's wrong with you. So like a lot of times my intake is 2 hours. I'll just sit and talk to you and be like, did your dad have any issues? Did your mom have any issues? Because if your mom and your aunt had issues, that's a genetic piece that I need to watch for in you and your children. So let's say that your mother and grandmother both had some type of breast cancer. Well, you might not have it because the chances of it in a man are much lower. But if you have a daughter, we definitely need to talk about maybe getting your daughter screened for breast cancer as well. Mm. So those are the type of things that we sit and we talk about for quite a while.
Okay. So you'll go through this, and how long does this process take? Is it forever, or is it just we're going to talk about it for a month or 2 months and then kind of put you on track, and then you'll check back with me every month or three months or never? Or
the full detox program, the initial one, takes 3 to 5 months, and then we kind of come back and we're like, okay, here's all the knowledge we have about you right now. Here's the bad things. Here's the good things. Here's the things we need to watch for. And then we can kind of pick up from there however you want to go. We have, you know, people come in and they're like, okay, now that I'm healthy and I know that my heart's not going to explode, I really want to get back in shape. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to start lifting weights. And so we start going through that piece. Or people are just saying, hey, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, good from this point forward. And so then we can do some other concierge stuff. The psychological and the other piece at the end, that we usually wait for spiritual and psych towards the end, because as we've all known, chemistry, specifically nutritional chemistry, affects us all in different ways. But if you've ever been hangry, you understand that if your calories and your nutrition isn't up, your emotion is also not where it needs to be. So we'll fix that so that you can kind of temper that down and calm down. Then we can kind of move forward with the psychological.
Because when you think about detoxing your body and the chemicals and the makeup, then things could really change you psychologically. So you want to hit that at the end.
Yes.
Something. Okay. So will you lay out a plan for me in the future to say, hey, you need to make sure you exercise here, and this is your meal plan, and that's, is that what this look,
yeah,
I look
yeah,
forward to this.
That's, on that, the, that's pretty much exactly what we're going to do. And we also check for, like food sensitivities. But then the other big piece is that a lot of people don't know, one, how many calories in a day they should eat. Everyone talks about, well, if you want to lose weight, you cut your calories to what? So if you don't know how many calories you're supposed to eat in a day, then you can't do that. So we figure out the calories, and then we sit down, we talk about, look, the best type of diet for you is going to be a vegan, keto, carnivore, because everyone needs a little bit different chemistry that comes in. There's not one diet that works for all human beings. That's silly. So we'll kind of figure that out, and then we can kind of walk down that road.
Okay. So has this been a business plan of yours for a year or 2 years, or?
We've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years. It wasn't really a business plan. It was just, you know, this is what I'm going to do for me and my friends. And then my buddies started sending me people. They're like, hey, if you really want that next level stuff, go see him. So my medical guys would send me patients all day long, because they were like, I can't run all these tests because insurance won't pay for them. Insurance will only pay for things if you have a problem. And so they're like, I can't diagnose you with a problem, so I can't run any of these tests. But if you're willing to pay cash, go see my buddy and he'll put everything together for you. And that's how we'll run it. And so, because a lot of my medical guys are phenomenal at what they do, but they don't get they're in the Western medicine insurance model. They're not in the wellness preventative model. So they sent them over for me to take care of them.
Wow. But that's got to be a great benefit or a great benefit for insurance companies, but they don't care.
They don't seem to. I mean, the past month, I found two people with early stage cancer that they didn't know they had. And so they're going to be able to get that fixed and never have an issue. Two people with that had to have stents put in. They had perfect cholesterol. So according to what their doc said, they would never have known. But because we found that, and like one of them was 80% blocked.
Wow.
And so my cardiologist put a stent in them. And so that's going to be great. We're changing their diet so the inflammation comes down so they don't have any plaquing anymore. So that'll take a little while. But so a lot of these guys, when we talk about, you know, saving people, that's what we're talking about. You know, Harvard did a research study that 52%, just over 50% of people who had died from a heart attack had good or normal cholesterol. So what that shows us is that cholesterol isn't the marker we thought it was for heart health. And so we have to find another way. Right. Calcium CTs and A1C are some of the better ones. So that's kind of where we're starting. But that's kind of how this whole thing goes. It's just we started putting it together because out of pure necessity.
Right. Wow. So that's a pretty intense thing. So how many people have gone through the program so far?
About 30. We're streamlining it a little bit more so that, because a lot of the guys I work with are super busy. And so, you know, even though they're talking to me about their, you know, heart and stuff like that, we're trying to make it so that it's a little bit less intensive. So we can just be like, here's all your stuff, get it done, and I'll talk to you. You know, I'm only going to take up a smaller window of your time to get things done. But about a little over 30 so far, and it's been working really, really well.
So you want to, is this a business model you're trying to go after now, and you're writing the book, and you're saying, hey, man, this is, you don't want to find out after you're dead, obviously, that there's something that you could have done.
Yeah. So okay. The reason I started opening this up to everybody was I had a guy come in, he's 40 pounds overweight, and he's stressed out like crazy, like a lot of guys are. And he goes, hey man, I need your help. And he's like, I got sent over here by one of your buddies. He's like, here's the problem. He is, my business partner was the healthiest guy I've ever known. Six pack, played soccer 3 days a week. Everything was great. Healthiest guy I've ever known. He died on the soccer field a week ago. Mm. He said, I have two little girls. I can't die. You have to help.
Wow.
And so we went through, this guy had plaquing, wasn't terrible, about 30% blockage, but again, he showed up for none. His testosterone was in the 200s, so we had to bring that back up. He was really in bad shape, but he was still okay according to normal Western medicine standards.
Right.
So we were able to put all that back together, and that's where I was like, okay, this is the new business model that I got to walk down because this is solely needed, and either no one's doing it or nobody knows about it.
Right. Well, sometimes we talk about that dash, right? The dash in between, you know, and me and your good friend Nate Livings talked about, I was talking to Nate about that, but the dash, you know, from the day you're born or the year you're born to the year you're dead. And this will, how much life do you think this will add on to somebody's normal life? I mean, I know there's going to be those special people that you walk in and they're going to have a heart attack tomorrow if they wouldn't have done something, but just a normal person. Any idea how long that'll...
It might add 5 or 10 years, but the bigger point is that if we start working together when you're 40, the quality of the years between today and when you're 80, let's say you were going to die at 65 or 70 and we get you up to 80. Well, that's great. But the thing that's more important to me is that you had the energy to play with your kids. You weren't a grouch all the time. You know, like a lot of the women come in and we talk about it and they have no sex drive and they feel terrible because they're not fulfilling their piece of their marriage. And so we can restore that. So the quality of the life is much higher. You take them from a 5 or 6 to an 8 or a 9. And so they love the life they have. Mm. And a lot of people have made their life to the point where 45 or 50, they're done with their kids and stuff like that. And so they're starting to reclaim some of their life. They're talking about traveling. They're talking about doing all these things. Well, if they're exhausted, they can't do these things. If they're just always just kind of, you know, going through the motions of life, not enjoying it. And that's the big piece to me is restoring the quality.
Right. I may live to be 65, but if I'm unhappy, until 65, it's not pretty good. But if I can live to be 80 and really enjoy it, that's bigger bonus.
So that's the thing.
There's a lot of people out there that just don't have that. I bet this thing's expensive.
Not really. It depends. The initial one's about 10 grand. We have a couple other ones that we do. The vast majority of that covers all your medications, all your supplements, all your testing, all of it.
For the 10 grand?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's been really, really good to kind of get all of that together for people. So like, it's funny because I'll talk to some people and like who have Lymes or who have, you know, mold issues and we work with all the time and they spend 50, 60 grand a year and get nowhere.
Right.
So it, when you talk about medical, 10's nothing.
Right.
So.
That's great. So it's initial run of 10 grand. I come in and do I have to pay all up front or can you give me a little bit of time or how does that?
Generally, we do everything all up front. We do give if a husband and wife come, we'll do it for 18 because yeah. The thing I love about having a husband and wife work together is if you have somebody on your team working with you, you're both changing your diet, you're both starting to exercise, you're right. both getting back into it. You have a partner to go through the journey with. And so that really, really helps.
But yeah.
We do it up front because as soon as you get in, we do about $4,500 worth of labs and testing and stuff like that. And so since that's all on our piece, we've got to make sure that we cover that.
Right. I got you. Okay. So I can come in. I can't imagine me going home and telling my wife we're going to change our diets up and we're going to do all this without her prior knowledge or having her on board too. I think it's real smart. That's
yeah.
great. That's
yeah.
great. So you're in Frisco.
Yep.
But you don't have to do it. You know, I don't have to come into Frisco. I could do this virtually or.
Yeah. I have a bunch of people in Nebraska. Yeah. That I work with.
Okay.
So yeah, we can do it anywhere.
Yeah. So how do you find your clients now? Are you just going out to doctors and networking through your, I know we have some NFL friends together.
Yeah.
So you just go through them and kind of network through them or.
No, actually what happened was that, you know, it's funny cause you'll get a C-level guy in a CFO or a CEO or something. And you'll work with him and you know, you find cancer in his wife and then he tells his entire staff,
oh, yeah.
everybody else in the C-suite. And then they start calling and be like, how come I didn't know these tests run? Be like, you didn't call me.
Right.
And so it's really been entirely word of mouth up until now.
Right.
So, you know, just, you know, this guy got it and everybody else wanted it.
Right. But no guarantees that my arms are going to be as big as yours when I'm finished with the test.
No, sorry.
All right. Well, but we can try.
We can work on it.
Still work on it. Okay.
I can teach you to lift. That'd be great.
All right. So, but that's great though. So, so how long has the book been out?
The book's been out for about 10 days, 2 weeks.
10 days or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not very long.
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
thanks.
For you.
Yeah. Amazon hasn't even gotten me my copies yet.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're still ordering your copies. So,
yeah.
But that's great. But I tell you what, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I've looked into that and I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, a lot of things that I read are about, you know, extending your life and having better quality of life. And sometimes it's not just the physical, you know, what you eat and what you put in your body, which is, you know, a lot of people would run from. But also too, you know, is the psychological and what can you do to make your life better and make other people's life? And where's that hole and what can you do to help, you know, put that hole in and make sure that you're better off and you have a better time.
Yeah,
have
absolutely.
A better time with life. So that's great. So everybody, I guess you have this book here, Pillars of Wellness, right here. I'll tell you what a great book. And so, Matt, where do we find you?
Probably the easiest place is going to be on the Chalmers Wellness Group, the Facebook group.
Chalmers Wellness Group. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a wellness doctor.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
kidding. Absolutely.
Chalmers Wellness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just the Chalmers Wellness group on the Facebook group pages is usually where we send everybody because it's the easiest place.
Right.
And then we can direct people wherever they need to go for anything after that.
Okay, good, good, good. So, and I'm assuming that it's going to be on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and be all the different distribution channels that you can and thinking about your books here. So, but everybody really, I mean, it is very serious. And that is one thing I know we talked about this year is kind of rebranding or bringing in people that are incredible entrepreneurs like you. I mean, that's great. Having a thought and going, oh my gosh, I know we can make money at this. How can we start a business and not only helping yourself and having a great business model, but also helping other people? And this guarantee you're going to save lives.
Oh, absolutely.
I guarantee you're going to save lives. And also help people, you know, live longer, which obviously is a great, great thing to do. So, Matt, I'll tell you what, it's been great. Go to the Pillars of Wellness website, chalmerswellness.com, and learn more about how to help yourself, how to help other people, and get more people involved in all this, because this is what it's all about, people. It's about living, and it's about being happy. So thank you very much for being on the show today.
Absolutely, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Don't hurt me. No, I'm just kidding. But everybody, thank you so much. And if you like the show, have any more questions, go down below and write down and give us some more feedback on what you want to see. We appreciate you and have a great week. Thank you.